Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He has restored faith and energy in the Metroplex when it comes to your pro basketball team. And he's joining us now on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan, the president and general manager of basketball operations, Donnie Nelson, on the buyersafety.com hotline. Have you gotten the invite back to his awesome party?
His 4th of July party? Yeah, I have. I have gotten the invite. It's good stuff. It's a great time.
Because you got nixed for a year?
I got nixed for a year. I got suspended for 1 year. I had too much fun. I drank too much of the port wine that was out there. But Donnie, nice stuff to invite me back. Donnie, thanks for popping on with us this morning. How are you?
Top of the morning, RJ, Sean. All is well.
Congratulations on an awesome. What is your awesome week? What is your sleep schedule for real during the deadline? Like, are you just going to sleep a lot less? Are there times when you know you could miss a call? Are there safe periods when you know your phone isn't going to ring or get a text messages? What is the Donnie Nelson sleep schedule during like this past week?
All general managers is actually in our contract is we don't sleep until September.
That works.
But is there like midnight to 4 a.m. you know you're fine? You know you're safe?
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, the night before, you're getting calls pretty much, you know, all through the texts or calls. No, you got to keep it on. It's kind of like all-nighters that you pulled in college.
You know, and we wonder, like, do you get random calls? Like, do you have people calling up saying, hey, let's trade for Luka. Let's trade for I know you just got Porzingis. Let's trade for him. Do you get even offers for Doncic, even though you know he's an untouchable?
Oh, yeah. There's always probing phone calls. And yes, you know, and again, I don't take offense to anything. You've got to just be open-minded. And, you know, obviously there's certain guys that you are non-negotiables. You know, the Slovenian and the German and the Latvian and and then yeah. So, but no, it's a thing where you've got to be able to have real conversations about, you know, lots of different things.
Donnie, can you just reset us on what you see in Porzingis's ability on the floor and how you see it meshing with Luka and the other talent that you guys have moving forward?
Well, I tell you, it's a super exciting time to be a Mavs fan. I mean, we've seen at the tender age of 19 what Luka is doing, and it's just a special thing to watch. Porzingis is really in his own right the same thing, except a frontline player. He shoots threes. He's got a post up game. He's versatile. Really can pass it. Total team player. You talk about two prince of guys. They're like Dirk in that they're just just really special people off the court as well. Family oriented. Very very tight circles. So to have two of those guys at their ages. One, you know, at the point guard, point forward, or whatever you want to call Luka, and, you know, one at the front line, you know, position is just very, very unique. And now it's our job to kind of, you know, fill in the backups and, you know, the meat of the 2, 3, and 4 spots, the small forward, you know, power forward, and the shooting guard, you know, and we've addressed that a little bit. That was kind of what we did with Sacramento. We really like Jackson, who's coming in here. Hardaway is another, you know, piece that we're going to, you know, build and move forward with. Obviously, we've got Dorian Finney-Smith and, you know, Maxi Kleber and Dwight. And so we've got a really, really good mix of a young core moving forward. And with the leadership of guys like Devin Harris and Dirk, obviously, and J.J. Barea, you know, you've got a really good mix of the seasoned veterans that can teach these young guys the ropes.
Donnie, wherever Porzingis wound up, there was always going to be two questions. How's his knee, and is he going to re-sign with that team? So how's his knee, and is he going to re-sign?
Well, I can't comment on the latter. You know, obviously, it's our hope that everything, you know, works out when we can talk about that, which is, you know, July 1. But young guys heal. I mean, it's, you know, it's, we've had some, you know, some folks that have been through that injury, and you know, he's a young man with a very, very bright future, and that's why we're going to take a very conservative approach and make sure that everything is 110% before we even think about, you know, putting him out on the court.
Is it taking a little bit longer because he's 7'3" and just he's just a little bit, you know, his constitution a little bit different than a guy who's 6'1" with an ACL?
You know, that would probably be more of a medical question. I guess my, you know, my gut is, you know, that I wouldn't think so. I mean, he keeps himself in great shape, as you saw in mm-hmm. press conference and practice. You know, his frame is very, very unique. He's a full 4 inches, you know, taller than Dirk, and can do a lot of the same things, you know, more of a shot blocking presence. And again, at 7'3", he's naturally a 5, and you can play kind of, you know, smaller fours, you know, with him, but you also want to surround him, you know, with the right kind of protection, meat and muscle, you know, that can, you know, certainly, you know, protect his length and athleticism.
Mavs GM and President of Basketball Operations, Donnie Nelson, joining us here on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Last thing on Porzingis moving forward, Donnie, do you think it's more of a case where it's being more safe than sorry, or more of a he still has a ways to go with the recovery? Like if Game 7 of the finals was tomorrow, would he be able to play, or you guys are just being extra cautious?
We really wouldn't put them in that position. I think historically over Mark owning this franchise, you know that the number one thing for us is the health of those players, and it's more important than winning games. Look, we all want to sip the cup, and I think if it was a game 7, you know, Porzingis would be, you know, mandating that he's out on the floor. Just that's just kind of the personality and the character that he is. But you know, Mark literally looks at every one of those players in that locker room as family. And, you know, he would treat, you know, Giannis the same way he would treat his own son. That's just the way it is. So we're going to take a conservative approach and just make sure everything's 100%.
When you trade for a guy who can be a free agent, how much legwork do you have to do beforehand and talking to the player, the agent, and trying to gauge, all right, is this going to be an extension, or you deal for him and then you deal with all that stuff later on?
I'm sorry, you cut out for a second there.
I'm sorry, when you're dealing with a player, when you're dealing for a player whose deal is going to be up, do you do a lot of homework beforehand with the agent or the player in terms of trying to gauge his future, or you deal for him and then you deal with the future afterwards?
Oh, no. So Giannis, that's Kristaps' brother, is also represents him. And it's a very, very special and unique relationship. And it's a lot like, you know, that we've had with Holger and Dirk. You know, those are that's blood, and that's family, and that goes back. And so absolutely, it's they go hand in hand. And you understand when those situations, and they're special. I mean, usually, you know, guys like Dirk and Kristaps are, you know, represented by major houses. But when you have that unique kind of family tie, it's very, very special and intimate. And yeah, so those are, you know, those are unique situations. And we're let's say versed in those types of situations.
Donnie, there's been a lot of chatter about the Harrison Barnes trade and how it went down. I think people have lost their minds on it. I mean, trades happen mid-game in baseball every single year, but you know, I know it's a PR battle that you guys probably don't want to get into and can't win anyway. It's pointless, but what was the timeline of the trade as it went down in terms of where the Mavs stood and you guys letting Harrison know and be up front with him the entire time?
Well, it's a first for me. You know, Keith Grant, that's been with the Mavericks for 110 years and is my right and left hand, dealt with an in-game trade, but it was a first for me. We literally just after halftime consummated the verbal on it, and then after that it was, you know, we had to make a quick decision, and honestly it's really for the protection of the players and the transaction. And so I guess what a lot of folks don't know is, look, we've got a very, very unique relationship with Harrison and Jeff Schwartz's agent. Harrison chose Dallas. He had other options. And so as a free agent, he came here, he chose Dallas. And so when you're doing something like that, you're working in concert. And, it's a situation that was a win-win for both sides, for Jeff and Harrison and the Mavericks. And, so when that happened, can you imagine if all of a sudden, God forbid, something happens on the floor and, he has a significant injury and then his options as well as ours are taken off the table. So it's really to protect the integrity, A, of the verbal, B, it's a very rare and unique situation, and it wasn't fortunate. We didn't want it that way, but it's something that we just had to navigate.
Was it a tough decision to even let Harrison go out there and play? Because Mark Stein reported that he was aware there were trade discussions beforehand and there was an option for him to play or not. We were just kind of surprised he even went out there and played in case something crazy happened in that first half.
Oh, no. So, like I said, we were in full disclosure and communication with, with Jeff. Look, Jeff, we've done a lot of business with through the years. I mean, he represented Jason Kidd and Tyson Chandler and won a championship. So we've got a very, very unique relationship. Obviously, that relationship led to Harrison signing with us as a free agent. So there's trust there. And so we had no idea it would move that quickly. I mean, just that's the way things happen. I think what folks don't understand is, you know, Sacramento may have five deals on the table and it looks like nothing's going to get done until Thursday night. We are trying to, make the playoffs and every game is critical. And we don't know, if there's even going to be a deal that's presented that makes sense. And all of a sudden on a dime, maybe one of their options come off the table. They call me and they say, "Hey, Donnie, ready to go? You in or you out?" I mean, it happens that fast. So that conversation literally happened about a minute into the second half. And then that's when, we wanted to, at the appropriate time, just communicate, with him that we had something. His agent was in full knowledge of everything. And like I said, we worked together with Jeff and Vlade. Vlade's been a friend of mine since before he got into the NBA. So those things, unfortunately, you can't control the timing of it. But when it does happen, you've just got to take the proper precautions, and that's what we did.
Thank you for clearing that up and clarifying. Donnie Nelson, Mavs GM here with Sean and RJ. Now you have given Sports Talk Radio a gift because there's a ton of cap space and there's a major free agent list out there. What would you say, Donnie, was the main objective that you guys had in mind when doing the Harrison deal? The main objective for you guys was what?
Well, it was we had a very, very difficult decision because Harrison was a major building block for us, and we understood that. I think with both he and Dennis, we really didn't expect Luka to have this kind of, you know, an impact. We thought, you know, like most rookies, including, you know, Steve Nash and Dirk Nowitzki, that it takes you a year or so to kind of get your legs under you. And so I think it would be fair to say that, you know, his performance and how quickly that he's taken, certainly to the point guard position and his ability to do what he does, changed the dynamic of the kind of players that we needed to surround him with. And when that happened, it's, you know, it has a, it's got a ripple effect. So I think the transactions that you saw, whether it was New York or Sacramento, gives us an opportunity to surround him with the right kind of supporting cast we think that can bring a championship back to Dallas. Now, that being said, it was really twofold. We're really excited about Jackson. We liked him in the draft. He's a Texas kid coming home. He's long, athletic, you know, has gotten better, and we think can, you know, give us some real minutes at the small forward spot. He also, like with, you know, Hardaway and our existing, you know, cast of Kleber, Dorian Finney-Smith, Powell, you know, gives us a nice youth movement group that we can, you know, move forward with. But equally as important is that, you know, largest ever in the history of the NBA trade exception, because we can literally go out and we've got the ability to, if we do some maneuvering, get a max guy this year. And we also could, you know, take that space and carve it into two or three or however many slots. Now, the reason that's important for us is we do like stars. We like the idea of anytime you can get one of those guys, you have to measure it, discuss it. But with Rick, that plays a very, very deep bench, he's on a regular basis playing 10 guys, and that's an important component to him, is, and his philosophy is, we can go out and get, you know, anywhere from one to five different guys, if depending on, you know, our conversations with Rick and, you know, in our system, the eighth, ninth, tenth guy can be as important as a starter. So anyways, those are conversations that we'll have, and they're fun conversations, and for us and our fans, and but now we have the flexibility to do that.
All right, Donnie, last one. You know, it's been tough to get that big fish guy here in recent years, much better position now, but do you expect this offseason to be different and that big fish to finally come here?
Well, the good news is we've got two big fish, and, you know, it's a lot easier sell. And we've got two guys that people, you know, I think really want to play with. But that may not be a fit for us. I mean, at this point, you know, like I said, our focus is on winning a championship, and it might be, two big fish, and it might be, seven medium-sized fish, you know, or eight. So the great thing about young guys, whether it's Kristaps or Luka or any of our other young core, is we don't know what the ceilings are on these guys. I mean, Luka keeps pushing the envelope. You just don't know. And Kristaps is the same way. Maybe one of these young guys that we have coming in, you know, flips the switch. And but we've got a really, really good young core. We've got two stars, and whether it's the third star or whether we, you know, chop it up and go after a number of different, you know, young core players, we've got a ton of flexibility.
Donnie, you're the man. Thank you on behalf of all the DFW for throwing us a huge basketball party. We hope for the next 5 to 10 years. Great work. Celebrate it. No more drinks that you have to buy for the next month or two when walking around DFW. Thank you for your time, Donnie, and great, great, great work.
Sean and RJ, we'll see you guys at the 4th of July party.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's right.
Here we go. We're back on the list.
Back on the list. Thank you, Donnie. Have a great day and weekend.
All right, boys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.